Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to.
This weekend, New Zealand and Australian air controllers and police reported dozens of unexplained lights or objects, some seen on radar.
In late 1978, early 1979, the world's imagination was caught by reportings of UFO sightings over the Kaikoura Ranges in the South Island. There were credible witnesses, an aircraft crew, and an Australian TV crew filmed the strange moving lights. That film clip still surfaces on UFO websites today. Now, since that time, the sightings have been the inspiration for a number of musicians, including the mysterious Tape Man, who in 2006 recorded this track for his EP, Tape Man and Out of Space. Here's Kaikoura UFO.
In New Zealand, government scientists gathered at a television station to look at what may be still more unexplained objects. This one filmed from a riverbed by a camera crew and seen from a nearby town by about a dozen policemen. Cameraman who photographed the objects shown to scientists was also skeptical but mystified.
To me, it looked like an illuminated ping pong ball with a tinge of red in the center. That's about the only way I could describe it.
The Kaikoura UFO sightings also inspired a song by the Napier Band 5-Year Mission. They were sci-fi obsessed to start with. They used to go on stage wearing Star Trek uniforms, and as you'll hear from this song, they were obviously enthralled by UK punk. This is their single from 1985, UFO.
What happened the other day? I don't like them, they should go away. UFOs just don't exist, so they say. Up in the night, the lane. They are traveling 10,000 miles an hour in a crash not made by human hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Investigated by the RNZAF. By the time they got there, it had gone and left. They were tracked on radar, but their eyes were deaf. They must think we're stupid, we don't like the rest. Not another planet with boats of Venus. They're up there looking, and we know they've seen us. Been infiltrated, rippers one by one. Be a day we won't be here, the invasion will be done.
Policeman said he and other officers saw the same bright object, at least five times larger than a star, sending a shimmer of light through a layer of clouds.
I once saw the Hamilton band TK421 play live. I requested a song from the EP Crappy, and the band stopped and demanded to know how I knew about the song. They couldn't believe that anyone had actually bought the release. Anyway, from that EP, here's their song called, you guessed it,
Your
UFO.
The sound man who helped record the film said he believed it was an object that could have come from outer space.
This episode last night simply confirms that there was definitely something there. It was in no way a star, an aeroplane, or anything which I could explain at all.
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, produced by me, Chris, for Waiheke Radio. We've heard UFO songs from The Mysterious Tape Man, 5-Year Mission and TK421. And we heard Outer Space by the 3Ds. Countingthebeat.blogspot.com has more information, including a link to their ABC News report on
the sightings of unidentified flying objects.
Thanks for listening.